Hey, welcome back, everybody. I was just 1 second late. I do apologize. Well, 1 second after the music went off. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. Glad to see each and every one of you guys hanging out with me on a Thursday night / Friday morning. It has been hot. It's been so hot. I stayed up at the house. I went out once or twice, but it was like quick little trips, because it is too hot. I don't do heat, and I don't know how I lived in Atlanta for so long, because I don't do heat. I don't like to sweat. I don't like being hot, because you know, when it's cold, you can always cover up, and you can always put a lot of layers on to keep yourself warm. But when it's cold, when it's hot, you know, there's only a certain amount of disrobing you can do without getting put in jail if you're in the public or in your own home, really. You know, so yeah, so I don't like being hot, but it's definitely been a very, very hot day. But you know, this is how we went right from winter into summer. We may have had in this area a few spring like days, but you know, those 70s quickly turned to 80s and 90s, and that's 90 all week. But I'm not a weatherman, so I'm not going to try to share you guys about the weather in my area. But I hope you guys are doing good. I think I'm trying to, you know, I was sick, you know, not too long ago, and I think I'm getting, it hasn't let go yet. I was around somebody that was sick, and I think my exposure got me sick. But then again, you know, I haven't had any real time off to rest. And don't you hate it when people, then you know you get one day off. If you get, this is, today was my first day off. That's why this podcast is titled One Day Only. I don't get another day off till next Wednesday. Because I have a meeting on Tuesday. So next Wednesday will be my only, my next day off. Because, you know, really Friday starts my Monday, but here lately I haven't had any time. And then people, sometimes they don't understand. I know I'm off, and maybe there's something that you need to do, but can I have my one day? You know, and I don't like that about people who aren't really considerate about your time. And I've talked about this before on the show, and it had gotten better, but the only reason it gotten better because I start working all the time. So I wasn't available. And as soon as you're available, then somebody wants to commandeer all your time, you know, even when it's hot, or even when you're tired, even when you're sick. So that kind of irritates me, but I'm not going to go into depth with that. But like I say, one day only. So I pretty much stayed up in the house, and I had I was babysitting my nephew earlier today, and we watched World War Z, and it's so funny. I try to tell him that Uncle David always knows best. And of course, he doesn't want to believe me, because I call him a little professor because he's very intelligent. And he thinks that he always wants to be in competition with me on different stuff. And I'm like, little boy, I'm going to need you to, you know, just relax. Uncle David has this. I don't need your help or your input. But he didn't want to watch. I turned on World War Z on, because it's on Netflix right now. And he's like, oh, this is so stupid zombie movie. I don't want to watch no zombie movie. I'm like, will you please shut up? So, and so, because it was boring, because he's one of these kind of kids. He loves video games, and we played some video games earlier, and that's what he likes to do, is him. And so, he didn't want to watch this movie because it started out the first 5 minutes are the only really boring things of that movie. And I said, can we just get through these first 5 minutes? But as soon as everything started happening, he was totally engrossed. And we were sitting here on the couch yelling together. I had seen it before, but some of the images in it were still a little startling, you know, with all the people running around and chomping on each other and stuff. I'm like, this is crazy. Do you guys think you can survive a zombie apocalypse? I don't think I could. I need to get, this is why, this is why your boy needs to get in shape, because if something like that would happen, they're gonna love me. They're like, oh, that's a big juicy one over there. You know, they'll get, see, I need to go on, get to Planet Fitness before the zombie apocalypse happens. And think about diseases and how the whole mythos around how the zombies, even on The Walking Dead, it started out with some kind of infection or something got out, and you know, some disease or whatever. I was watching TV the other day, and there is a water swimming pool bacteria or disease that's in the state of Indiana. It's not in my area, but they say it's, you know, it these, you know, bacteria and stuff that all travels. And it's called Shigella, Shangalaga, something like that. And it's when, and this is where people get too damn nasty. This is where it's because if swallowing, and I want to say it, fecal matter, because people don't behave in the pool. And they said it's important to wash your ass. They didn't say wash your ass, but it is important to wash when, you know, that's why they have the showers at the swimming pool. That's why they have the showers. It's for you to wash your ass before you get in the pool. Yes, there's chlorine in the pool, but obviously it doesn't kill this bacteria. And they said a big problem, they said if your child has to use the bathroom, take him out of the pool immediately so he doesn't have an accident in the pool. And they said, and I've seen people put babies in water in diapers. That this is, I don't, you guys know me, I don't use public restrooms. I ain't swimming in a public pool. That's all nasty to me. And it's not that I'm germophobic, because I'm not. I'm not germophobic, but I'm like, that's just nasty. Because I've seen people sitting around pools before with diapers, and they said this is this little bacteria that gets in will tear you up. You know, so before y'all go to these splash parks and stuff, I don't know what you can do, but you need to keep an eye out for the people with the diapers and the little kids, because you can get this Shigella. I'm gonna look it up while I'm on break, but you can get this disease. So, but I don't use public stuff, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't use public water fountains. But here's the flip side of that coin: is I do go out to eat. You know, so you don't know what people are doing to your food. And because I was watching something else on TV the other day, it was about how all these people had contracted the Salmonella bacteria, because these nasty people was going around to salad bars with like a little spray bottle and spraying the lettuce. The water bottle has Salmonella in it, and it was spraying the water bottles. I'm spraying the lettuce with the Salmonella infected water. I mean, how trifling do you got to be? Trifling, right? Anyhow. We're gonna, that's enough. I don't really know what I'm talking about tonight. I do have a announcement, update about Pride 48. And for some reason, everybody in England is getting naked. And I'm gonna share something funny that my boy Ken Boggle, who's in the chat room right now, said on his hilarious celebrity blooper show tonight. It was really funny. So If you guys want to hang out and chill with me for a little bit, we'll be on for about an hour tonight. You can always join us in the chat room, and Ken will welcome you in with open arms. Oh, and you can check out the latest episode of Real Talk with David and Nikki. Ken and I had a show together, and it was hilarious. It was hilarious. It's really, really funny. So yeah, check that out. We'll be right back.
I'm Jen. I'm with Daycon Clarksville. I'm 5x5.
I love that song. That is Tinashe with Boss. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I am hanging out with my friend Ken Boggle here in the chat room. And you can always check out other things I'm talking about on our blog at the5x5.blogspot.com and the 5's in numeric, or check out our Facebook page, the 5x5, completely spelled out. Or you can send me a tweet, because I actually tweet. I think I tweet more than I Facebook, I think. And that's at the 5x5, and the 5's are numeric there as well. Like I said, I hope you guys are doing great. I'm feeling better. I'm not as coughing as much again. It is kind of slowed down now because I did take a long nap today, And I feel good, but I let me tell y'all know I'm a foodie, and I just tore up, and I don't know where. Well, I guess I threw it away. You know, I didn't hear this. I just tore up, and some, you know, Bluebell makes some really good ice cream, right? Boy, when I tell you, I just tore up some mint chocolate chip Bluebell ice cream. I mean, I tore it up. And I know it's too late to be eating ice cream because it's going all to these hips and thighs and things. It was good. But here's the thing with that is, because while I was eating it, it didn't slow me. It didn't stop me from eating or slow me down. But while I was eating it, I was like, "This is awful green." I mean, there's nothing that's green in nature. The green, you know, I know mint leaves are green, but y'all got to make it that green. I mean, seriously, you got to make it that green because I couldn't. Let's see, because I'm sure it's all dye tearing my kidneys up. Oh, they use skim milk. I'm trying to see. Artificial color includes, well, this is how we get the green. The includes yellow 5 and blue 1, cellulose gum, vegetable gums, soy, let's see, polyglycerol. Yeah, and oh, but at least the peppermint flavor was natural. So, but Bluebell is, it was good. I tore that up and I couldn't stop eating it. It was gone. But you know, I think is I haven't had ice cream and I don't know how long. I don't eat ice cream because when I was little, ice cream used to make after I ate it, and it's not an allergic or anything. After I ate it, I would start coughing, and they'd be like, "Yeah, after David eats ice cream, he starts coughing." I don't know why. Oh, the funniest picture. If you remember Darling Nikki from Real Talk with David Nikki, one of our 5x5 shows here on Spreaker.com and iHeartRadio, she sent me some throwback Thursday pictures yesterday. So if you go to my Instagram page at One Funny Guy, the number 1, FUNNYGUY, you will see I've been a fanboy for a very long time. And she said that picture, it said on the back, I guess my mom sent it to him. It said I was 7 years old. So when I was 7 years old, that was in the late 70s. I'm old as hell, right? I had a Spider-Man shirt on, and I'll probably talk about this on Sunday, but I had a Spider-Man shirt on, and I'm like, I've been a fanboy for a very, very, very long time. Thing is, my friend still had that shirt. It's probably worth some money, but I look so cute, and it's so funny how, you know, how you age, and you know, you start. I've seen some people that look like both of their parents from time they were born to when they get older. But I think it's a weight thing. When I was little, in that picture, I'm a spitting image, and that's all I could see in that picture was my mother. It's all I could see. Because my sister and I, we don't look nothing alike, I don't think. We have the same eyes, and that's about it. We have the Gibbs, well, we call it the Gibson gap. It's a hereditary on my mom's side. Everybody has a gap. But no, I look so much like my mother. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize I looked like my mom that much when I was little. And I mean, spitting image, I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. But now, as an adult, I've taken on the qualities of my dad. Not that my dad's an ugly man because he's not. I don't want to like my dad. Is that mean for me to say? No, it's not me. Anyhow. In other news, Ken says that cellulose is actually wood pulp. Oh, thanks, Ken. No wonder my throat's all scratchy now. No, in other news, Sunday at 11 a.m. So Ken Boggle, you have to be up, and all you 5x5ers, you have to be up. Come support your boy. Get into the chat room. Talk with me. One day only. The 5x5 will be on the Pride48 .com live streaming event. Sunday, June the 22nd. You know, I've been talking about it. June the 22nd, at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So that's important because it's going to be 10 a.m. my time, which is Central Standard Time. So 11, all their times are done in Eastern. So 11 a.m. Eastern time, your boy David from the 5x5 or the 5x5 will be participating in Pride 48's live streaming event. The first time for me for doing anything like this, I finally set up all the connections and stuff I needed to set up with a really cool guy named Adam from Pride 48, and I still don't know what I'm talking about. I got an idea, and I was talking to Ken about should I write something out, and he said I'm more organic when I'm just kind of talking and going like I'm doing now. Let's kind of go in there, but I think I'm gonna jot a couple things down. But if you go to pride48.com, you will see all the other shows that will be, I think it's 32 shows that will be participating this year during their live streaming event. They also have an option, which I doubt if I would go this year, but maybe next year. Ken, me and you go next year. They have a big like convention, a Pride 48 convention in Las Vegas. So one of the guys and I were talking about it. He was like, "Yeah, could we do a live streaming event from the Bellagio, maybe in Las Vegas, one of the hotels? I can't remember what it was. It wasn't the Bellagio, but he was the Excelsior, maybe." Anyhow, he was saying that they do that and they do live streaming there. I would like to have a show on that maybe once or tw once a week, maybe. Like to be part of that. And I was thinking maybe to incorporate a Pride-esque show here on the 5x5 and get some other LGBT host just expose them to Spreaker, because it's so funny about a lot of these podcast platforms. You know, Spreaker has its listeners, Blog Talk Radio has its listeners, Stitcher has its listeners, I think there's Libsyn, there's Podbeam. They all have listeners specific to their platform, and I think that would be we was talking about cross promotion to cross promote, because some of these shows, you know, not that they're on Pride 48 24/7, but some of these shows, you know, they're good shows. I listened to a few of them tonight, and I'm like, you know, I would like to have some of them and maybe have some featured guests from Pride 48. And by the way, it is Pride Month. Happy Pride. I was going to share my Pride story again, but I think I'm just going to pull it from the archives and put it on iHeartRadio, because I don't think it's on iHeartRadio, and do it that way. I've already been through it. I think part of my stream on Sunday, I'm going to talk about how many closets you have to come out of, you know, as a gay person in your lifetime. You know, you're in the closet, like maybe in your school, but you have a lot of things in your, like I came out of my nerd closet, my podcasting closet, my being a bitch closet. You know, there's a lot of closets that I had to come out of. So it's going to be slanted that way on Sunday. So something I haven't done on Spreaker or Blog Talk Radio or iHeartRadio. It'd be something new and hopefully fresh and not too stagnant, but I would love for you guys to come support me. Don't forget pride48.com. There's a place where you can listen, and so continuous stream. It does start on Friday, tomorrow. I believe at 8 p.m. is the opening show, and it goes until I think 11 o'clock Sunday night. Here, I can tell you guys real quick. Let me pull it up. Oh, and then like you'll have to, you can hit listen. You can listen by your mobile device, and then there's a chat button as well, so you can chat while you're listening to all the live shows. This is their sixth annual Pride 48 live streaming weekend. It's taking place from the 20th to the 22nd. The kickoff show will begin 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So that's seven. If you're in a central time zone, that's 7:30 p.m. That's on Friday, and will end at 9 p.m., which would be 8 p.m. on Sunday. Tune in early, the kickoff show, to hear previous year opening skits being rebroadcast. This year, they are pleased to say that 32 GLBT, did they change that? GLBT, I thought it was, it used to be LGBT, friendly podcast, or and friendly podcast will be participating in our live streaming weekend. The schedule for the weekend has been completed and can be viewed below. So if you go to pride48.com, you can see all that information. They have some links to Twitter and Google Plus and YouTube, which I haven't looked at yet, so I'm going to check that out later. But anywho, thank you guys for joining me. Like I said, not going to be much of a show tonight. I do have a few things to chit-chat about, but not a lot. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about being naked and boners. It's kind of funny. You should stay tuned and listen to this. We'll be right back.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association. We'll be right back.
Now, y'all know y'all can just kick and twirl to that song all night long. That's Pieces, The Wrong Reason by Love Shadow. I love that song. I can kick and twirl. I was telling Ken Shepard, I can kick and twirl to that. He's like, I bet you can. With Hills, catch it. Funny little sidebar. Earlier, Ken was on his show. He had a show on Law Talk Radio about his celebrity bloopers. And one of the ones he was talking about, he said that he went to all this trouble to actually meet Stevie Nicks. And he said the only thing he could muster out to say was like, oh, you smell so good. And I think that's hilarious. And then I was telling him, I'm like, oh, you celebrity sniffer. But I guess I have too. I think if Beyonce came or was I close enough to Beyonce to sniff her or Janet Jackson, I think I would. I bet they smell good. But, and I will say this, you know, a few weeks ago I was at Indie PopCon and I got the opportunity, I had the opportunity to meet Nicholas Brandon and I smelled him and he did smell really good. Not that I was, I think I did like, oh, you smell good. And I wanted to, he asked me how big my feet were. I should have asked him what he was wearing. But that's neither here nor there. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David and we are just chatting up a little bit before I go to bed tonight. And I shouldn't be tired because I slept for a good while. But here's the thing with that. I felt guilty because there's things I wanted to do today that I not wanted, needed to do. I had my expense report for May to complete that it has to be done. And it's like, it's not a lot of money, but it's more than $200. That I wanted that to be done, but I didn't get it done. And that was on my agenda. I wanted to clean up the basement. Didn't get that done. I wanted to get all these comic books in order. And because they are everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I wanted to do that. And I didn't do anything. My TV wasn't on. I actually listened to a few. I laid down and I put my iPod on my pillow and I listened to some podcasts. Not that they bored me, so I could hear them. So I was kind of, you know how that state you're in when you're kind of sleeping, kind of not sleep. And that's where I was. And then I was having weird dreams and I thought I couldn't breathe. It got really crazy, so I woke my black ass up. But I haven't accomplished anything today. I haven't accomplished nothing, which is okay because there's sometimes that I want to do nothing. I didn't want to be bothered. I didn't want anybody talking to me. I didn't want anybody looking at me. I did tolerate my nephew earlier, but. Yeah, I just wasn't into it, but I had shit to do, and I feel bad because there's things that are a mess, and I need to get a control of them, but I didn't. Anyhow, so we were talking about Pride 48 happening on starting tomorrow, but my broadcast is going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern time. 10 o'clock a.m. if you're in a Central Standard Time Zone. So please, please, please support your boy David from the 5x5. It should be fun. But I was looking at, I don't know if you ever go to instinctmagazine.com. And I guess Americans, we're a little prudish about being naked and not, you know, and having clothes and covering things up. And and so, but, you know, there, I guess it's England. Let me see. New Zealand, I'm sorry. The World Cup players. New Blacks rugby team tops England in naked rugby match. All these boys are running around. That has to be dangerous. Running around bucket naked. You have to go to instinctmagazine.com to see it. But every day, one of these sports teams are buck naked. Some kind of, and it's always rugby. Rugby or football, not American football, but international football. They're all th these people always get naked, run around, strutting and stuff. I'd watched a documentary on it was about masculinity in sports, and they had I think it's on Vimeo, because Vimeo they let you get buck naked on Vimeo, right? Not on YouTube, because I'm sure Vimeo must be headquartered outside the United States, because YouTube they don't play that. Although on YouTube, if it's a instructional video for educational purpose, they'll get butt naked there. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. It was on Vimeo, and it was a documentary about masculinity in sports. And so they followed these rugby teams to where these men were very, very, very friendly with one another. I mean, very friendly. And they weren't gay teams. You know, they have gay rugby teams, but these were straight rugby teams. If they may have had, a gay player or whatever, but and so they're watching these guys how they party really hard. You know, they play really hard, but at on nighttime they're out drinking and getting naked in these bars and playing with each other and kissing each other. I'm like, not that I care, because as a gay man, you know, it's like, oh, that's hot, to see two straight boys kiss. Come on now. And so I just thought it was very interesting, how Americans are, we're so, what's the word I'm looking for? We're so, not open or closed-minded when it comes to sexual identity and sexual behavior. We are sexual creatures. You know, we were made to procreate, for one. And then the reason why that happens, the reason, because it feels good to make, so that's how nature made it, or God, or whomever made it. So you would do it in the first place. It had to feel good. So I don't get, we can be so stuffy and prudish. Now, would I want my nephew at that age be exposed to that? No, 'cause I think there's a level of maturity that I think a person needs to have to, if they're not exposed to it from a child, they think there has to be a level of maturity to kind of wrap your head around all that to where it's nothing, because, still he has to live in a society where it's not accepted that way. So, I just wanted to put that out there. But anyhow, what are you guys doing for the weekend other than listening to Pride 48? I'm going back to work. I've been training a new person. And sometimes, it's difficult training a new person or bringing in a new person, because I told my boss, I'm like, well, I'll train him because I don't want him to pick up any bad habits from other staff, because there's other staff that does all kind of things that are wrong. And so I think I kind of got on his nerves, and I warned him. I said, I'm a Virgo. I'm a crazy Virgo. I like things a certain way. But I said, there's only two ways to do everything, the right way and the wrong way. I would rather you do it the right way. I said, because the wrong, my job is of a very sensitive nature. You can get fired. That's what, sometimes when I'm talking about my job here on the show, I'm like, did I say a little bit too much? Because you can get fired for the simplest thing. And we can't have our cell phones at our job. And then they said you could, as long as it didn't have a recording device on it. Well, every cell phone that's been made since 2000, let's say 2010, at least 2010, has some type of recording device, whether it's a camera or whether it's a video camera or a voice recorder, they all have them. So keep your phones now. Every once in a while, I might slip mine in there and keep it on silent. But that's a big problem. But here's the thing: I don't want to talk about people. I don't mean to gossip, so you didn't hear it from me. And Ken, this weekend, what are you catching up on? Talking to Ken in the chat room. This weekend, I'm going to catch up on what? But I don't mean to gossip, so y'all want to hear it from me. Remember that from Living Color? So this the new guy. So I'm training them. We're going over some things, procedural stuff. And so I hear a house phone ring. And I'm like, what is that? And so, because I knew it wasn't the site phone, I'm like, okay, what is that? So I'm looking around and he's like, oh. So he pulls this big house phone, wireless house phone, not the receiver, just not the base, but the receiver, the handset. He pulls it out of his pocket. I'm like, what is that? I said, did you hook your phone up to their phone, to the phone in the site? And he's like, no, that's my house phone. So I thought I was really tech savvy and I thought I was up on oh, Ken said he's gonna catch up on some bills this weekend. I feel you. I need to catch up on one. I should have caught up on some last weekend. No, so he pulls this phone out and I'm like, what is that? And he's all, oh, that's my home phone. I said, excuse me. So supposedly, now I thought I was really tech savvy and I didn't know you can have a mobile home phone with a regular base and handset. There's a little like receiver thing that you put in your vehicle, and so your home phone will ring wherever you are on this handset. Have y'all ever heard of any bullshit like that? I'm like, no, that ain't something ain't right. That because I've never heard of that. He's like, oh yeah, I guess it's like a satellite phone. I'm like, well, why do you need that? That doesn't make sense. Why don't you just get a cell phone? If you're carrying your, he said, well, I don't want two bills, which I understand that. I get rid of, I haven't had a home phone since. Almost as long as I've had a cell phone, and I've had a cell phone ever since 1999. So I would say maybe 2001, 2002, I no longer had a home phone. So I'm like, okay, I understand that, but I said you really can't bring that up in here like that. I said that's your home phone and you're carrying your home phone around. I'm like, if anyone would see that, that would may be an issue. He said, well, I'll just keep it in my pocket. But it's a loud ass ring. It's not even a cell phone ring. You know how you can have those retro cell phone ringtones on your phone? This is a house. It's not even like the old rotary ringtone. It's like, I don't know. It was weird. And I was like, that's really strange. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. And it's very, 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 very bizarre. And so, and thing is, and so I'm so bad because, like I was saying, I like things a certain way. And I like people who can write coherent and grammatically correct sentences. And he asked me to spell certain words. And he's older than me. He's way older than me. He's like 15 years older than me. And I'm like, dude, you need to bring it on down. You need to know how to spell that word. But the saving grace, he's a very nice person. He's really, really nice. But that, sometimes you really don't know somebody until you get them through that first little trial period when they're still learning the job, and then the real colors come out. But today was his. I didn't work today. Today, the reason I've been working so much because we didn't have enough staff, so I took it upon myself. Well, I was asked to work, just about every day. So today was the very first day that he worked by himself. So tomorrow, I'll probably be cleaning up a lot of stuff. And I told him I'm very thorough. I'm very thorough about what has to be done because, again, this job is very serious, and you had to take it seriously, and you had to be about your business. And so hopefully it's not too much stuff, but I'll get them trained in good. Somebody else is with them today, so no telling what they told them, because they remember I was having so many problems with my coworkers not too long ago. Well, they still exist and they still don't like me. And the thing is, they make no apologies for it. But the thing is, the respect that I've got from them since then, they know I'm really, really good at my job. And they respect that because at the end of the day, when somebody has to do something, the first person they all say is me. Not to toot my own horn, it just happens to be the truth. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about something. I don't know what, but we'll talk about something. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Stay tuned.
Come to my rescue. You give me all your love and make me never want to leave you. Just in the nick of time, you wrap me in your arms, never do me any harm. You'll protect my heart.
Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm your host, always. But we're going to incorporate some new things here on the 5x5. Ken and I will be doing more things. Of course, Darlin' Nikki will be back on from time to time. We're just going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to condense some things and change some things around. So look for some changes to come in the future of the 5x5. But speaking of secretly in love with you, I've seen a really cute quiz today. And it says, the quiz is, what famous man is your soulmate? So we'll take that real quick and see what famous man that I need to be stalking to be my soulmate. First question is favorite food. And our choices are ramen noodles, cheesecake, chips and salsa, Cheetos, hamburgers, or steak. That's obvious. We're going to go ahead and say hamburger. This is hamburger, not cheeseburger. My favorite vacation spot, Jamaica, Hawaii, or the Bahamas. Since I've never been to any of them, and one of my best friends is Jamaican, and we're going together, I'm going to say Jamaica. Then the next says, what picture speaks to you? It has a picture of baby's feet, pictures of a couple holding hands, a picture of a child crying, or a picture of homeless people. And I guess speaks to you, makes you care about it. That'd be the homeless people picture. How many kids do you want? See, this is where they pull the trick, because the answers are 2, 5 or more, 1 or 3 to 4. Since I don't want any, I'm going to say 1. Then it says, the next question is, pick a cartoon character, SpongeBob, Nemo, Shrek, or Buzz. I might say Nemo, because that was the cutest movie. Let's see. Would you rather have a boy or a girl? Although I love my nephew, when my niece was little, I adored her. I mean, adored her. So I'm going to say girl. Favorite color, my favorite, green, orange, pink, or blue. My favorite color is orange. Uh-oh, here comes our results. Drum roll, please. Jake Gyllenhaal. He is my soulmate. Jake is your man. You both love all the same things, are looking for a serious relationship and to settle down. Aw. And I always thought he was really, really cute. You know, he was in the Beyonce On the Run fake movie trailer. Remember that? Her and Jay-Z made this fake movie trailer to promote the new tour, which people are really tripping about, because, well, people are saying that the tickets aren't selling very well, but they've already made $100 million off this concert. So say what you want, slow ticket sales, they have their money. Plus two, and yes, I'm a Beyonce fan, plus two, and I didn't know this, some of the tickets, a good majority of the tickets start at $1,000. Now, Ken said he would cut me because Jake is his. $1,000. Now, I love Beyonce. I love Beyonce. I will put a ring on it. I will, ring the alarm, all that good stuff. You know, and I can do a lot of the dance moves and stuff and everything. Y'all should see it. But no, no. You can't get $1,000 of my money when you make millions. That just kills me. Now, like I said, and this is, she's not the only one. That Madonna, Cher, all these people, Pink, they all have these concerts, which is good to see your role model, your idol, or somebody you love in concert. I've done the concert thing, but these people make millions upon millions of dollars, and just the simple fact that they ask you to pay $1,000 is a bit much. And I'm sure that there's some. But if the $1,000 tickets are just the regular tickets, you know, what are the nosebleed tickets? 500? You know, because again, you can't get $500 from me not to see you in concert. I'll see it on YouTube. Somebody will get it, you know? So I know it's an experience, but I guess the younger kids, and I'm like, where do they get this money at? And it just, for me, it promotes people doing the wrong thing to get money. You know, and that's the only thing I hate about some of the imagery we get on TV, and we expose some of these young children to the imagery where, you know, having all the bling and the fancy car and the fly rod. But the reality is, and what some of these parents need to do, the reality is everybody's not going to be a rap star. Everybody's not going to be an actor. Everybody's not going to be a Beyonce. You know, the flip side of that, everybody needs education. You know, and so, and I see, like, every once in a while I'll be outside and there's this young man, and I guess if something you love, I think you need to follow your passion, but I think you need to be a realist about things too. And he's always rapping up and down the street all day long, rapping up and down the street loud. It ain't that good. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, where a lot of rappers live. It's not that good, you know? I just, that imagery I hate, and then you're promoting people to do the wrong thing to get money to go to your concert, because how many 20 somethings, or you know, even younger, because younger people go to these concerts, how many of these people have $1,000 to sitting around to spend on a concert? You know, seriously. But speaking of Beyonce, you know, she is debuting the Miss Carter World Tour in 4 to 5 minute spots right before, wait for it, True Blood. True Blood comes back on June 22nd, this Sunday, on HBO. And Miss Knowles, Miss Carter, I guess I should say, she will be showing pieces from all of her concerts that she did the earlier part of the summer and last year to promote the last album, which was phenomenal, by the way. That's going to be the little short preceding on HBO, preceding True Blood. So, you know, I love True Blood. Actually, today I did watch A Farewell to Bon Temps. This is the last season, the seventh season of True Blood, although it wasn't all that great last year. And one of the True Blood people, they're going to be at Cooter. Coot, Cooter, Coot. One of the wolves from last year, the bad wolf, he's going to be at Nashville. No, either Nashville Wizard World or Fandom Fest. Let's see. Grant, yeah, friend, he's gonna be at Fandom Fest, which is August 1st and 3rd, which I'm going to, I think. Grant Bowler, Coot from True Blood, is gonna be at Fandom Fest. He didn't have a big role. He was the leader of the pack that Alcide ended up joining, and ended up taking over. I think he was killed as on the. Was killed on the show. But anyhow, they had all the main actors. Earlier tonight, Kim was talking about Sam Trammell. I think it's Sam Trammell, which is Sam Merlot on True Blood. He was on there. He said one of his celebrity faux pas, he asked him how did he feel, you know, running around naked all day on HBO, which I think is funny. He does have a nice butt. But Sam is one of my, you know, something about that salt and pepper hair thing and that average Joe is kind of appealing. But so look forward to all the nakedness, and hopefully it'll be good. You know, sometimes when, because last year they not that they stretched it, they reached for straws on stuff. And remember the last image that we seen of True Blood was all the vampires who were a little bit more rabid because the True Blood was tainted. Remember that whole storyline last year? They were heading to my picnic party thing to where vampires got clean blood from a donor in exchange for protection. So That should be interesting. So True Blood comes back on Sunday. Look for Beyonce spots before it. There's gonna be 10 of them. So I guess there's only 10 episodes of True Blood this season. So 10 spots for Beyonce. She knows how to work it. She really knows how to work it. And one more scandal. Here's the thing. People are so trifling. You see where people are making fun or making or saying little nasty, snide stuff about Kanye and Kim Kardashian's baby. They say that the baby will be Blue Ivy's assistant. And you know, Blue Ivy is Beyonce and Jay-Z's baby daughter. And so they're making those kind of comments, but they said that Kim tweeted that her baby is cuter than Blue Ivy. Now, they gonna be so that's gonna be some mess, because you know what happened to Carrie Hilson, and I'm surprised Kanye ain't told her to shut the hell up. If she's doing it, it may be true. I heard it on Sybil Wilt's 5 on 5, 5 by 5. The latest, she does a five thing. And that's not her name, Sybil somebody. Anyhow, on the Doug Banks show today, and so she was saying that how Kim had tweeted that her baby was cuter than Beyonce's baby, and then the other people are saying that Kim's baby is going to be Beyonce's assistant. Because you remember, Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't go to the wedding. They sent them to Paris, but they didn't attend the wedding. I don't think, because when you think about celebrities and how you, and I still, I'm not on the Kim Kardashian bandwagon. I think she's a gorgeous woman. She's absolutely stunning, and you cannot take that away from her. She's a gorgeous girl. She's curvy, a little lightheaded, but you know, she's still beautiful. But you're a celebrity because you made a porno tape with a B-list, almost C-list singer, Ray J. You know, Brandy's the star of that family. And you know, Brandy's on the game now, but I wish Brandy would get it back together and start singing as whoever's writing for her, because the last three albums have been garbage, but she needs to tighten it up. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and go. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m., 10 a.m. Central, 5 by 5 will be on Pride48.com. Listen to as much as you can of the live streaming event. It's going to be great this year. 32 podcasters will be on. And you know what? Good night. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.